The Jewish people were the chosen people of God. We believe our faith descends from the Jewish faith. They had a special relationship with God. They were God's people. So the Jewish faith was originally reserved to the people who were born Jewish. You were God's people because you were born into that nation. You were God's people because God chose you. But now with the coming of Christ, the Messiah of the Jewish people, the definition of the chosen people gets expanded. God's salvation is no longer just for a certain group of people. Now it's open to all. In our gospel, we see Jesus having an interesting interaction with the Samaritan woman. The Samaritans were outside of the Jewish people. They were people who Jews were not supposed to interact with. So it is of note when the Samaritan woman comes and begs Jesus for his help. He replies as a normal Jewish person would, a rather rude reply. But the Samaritan woman's faith pushes through this supposed prejudice, and Jesus responds to this show of faith. The Old Testament reading reminds us that the Jewish people of old to treat the foreigners with respect that are pursuing the truth of God. And in Paul's letter, he expresses his ministry to the Gentiles, non-Jewish people. So no longer is the faith of Christ reserved to just a chosen people. Now we're all called to worship God. All have a chance to be a part of the chosen people. For our own faith, these readings can teach us a few things. First is the reminder that all of us are called to have faith, and when we do have that faith, to live that faith in such a way that brings glory to God. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a people chosen to be his own. We might have been baptized because we were born into a Christian family, but as we grow, we must accept the faith and live it out in our own ways as we become adults. Another thing we can learn is that God is always wanting to save everyone. He wants all of us to worship him, and he shows us all his love. So no matter how far we have strayed or others have strayed from God's path, God is always wanting us to come back to him. He wants us all to be a part of his people. If we think we are unworthy of God's love or someone else is unworthy of God's love, then this reading reminds us that God's love is not controlled by us. It's controlled by God, and he gives it freely. He responds to our desire for faith, just as the Samaritan woman today. We should never be afraid to beg God for mercy for ourselves and for others. Those prayers will never go unheard, and God's mercy is greater than we can ever comprehend.